This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a 7-year-old nephew, and I'm not sure, I'm just thinking about this, and I'm not sure if he's the problem or the parents are the problem. He is a middle child, and he's a good kid at heart, but he doesn't fit into his parents' mold of what I think they want him to do at this age.
What specifically are you saying?
Well, his parents wanted him to do certain activities.
Like what?
Piano and tennis. And he's very good at them, but it takes a lot of encouragement for him to want to do them. He just had a recital that he refused to perform in. He was punished, but the discipline doesn't seem to make the consequences bad enough that he cooperates or he does things. And he's a little bit mean with his younger brother, rubs things in his face when he can get stuff that his younger brother can't, or if his younger brother's
being Amy, tell me, I mean, the problem is if you go to either your brother or your sister and say, I think you're really making a mess, I mean, are they coming to you and saying, gee, what do you think we should do?
Well, we were talking about it the other day at a family event, and I was trying to suggest certain things, so it's in the approach, I'm sure.
So you didn't really answer my question. Are they asking your advice?
I guess no.
What did you tell them that having them not having asked your advice, what was your advice to them of what they should do?
Take into consideration what my nephew might be interested in. Usually we all do very well at things we like.
Well, but 7-year-olds have the attention span of a gnat. I mean, did they respond and say, gee, Amy, that's great, thank you so much?
Well, she did appreciate the suggestion. They want him to go to camp. He does not want to go to any camps. And I said, well, did you suggest an animal camp? He loves animals. My sister said, wow, no, I didn't look into that. So
is there such a thing as an animal camp?
I don't know. There might be.
Or, what if there's not?
Well, you know,
tell me what the question to me is.
I'm concerned. I know he's
no,
only
I need a question. I need a question.
How can we help change the behavior or the environment that he's in?
Well, who's we?
Myself and his parents.
Well, but Amy, I think you have to be really careful. I mean, I'm delighted, I guess, that you're an involved aunt. But, I mean, do you have children?
I do not.
Okay. Understand that if you got 100 adults in a room and asked them what they felt most insecure about, they'd all say sex. It's not. It's parenting, because sex is something we do with a limited number of people, a limited number of times, more or less quietly, more or less in the dark.
Absolutely.
Our kids go out in public.
Yes.
And so if your sister or your sister-in-law was coming to you and say, gee, Amy, what do you think we should do? Then, you know, and you were calling and saying, look, I don't want to misguide them. What do you think? That's not what they're saying. And the fact that they complain about it to you may make you feel not particularly accurately that they actually care about your opinion. And my concern is that not only will you not have an impact, but that it may actually sort of rebound on it. This sounds to me a kid who's, first of all, very young. Do I think that I would have a 7-year-old as taking piano and tennis? Unless the kid was truly gifted or thrilled to be doing either of them, probably not. I think that kids get involved in structured activities much too early in the society. They don't have the ability to do it. They don't have the concentration to do it. They don't have the will to do it. So it becomes a battle of wills with parents saying, look, you said you wanted to do this. You have to do it. We paid the money. And what it becomes is kids who might have enjoyed either tennis or piano hating to do both. So I'm not particularly a fan of giving kids that age lessons under any circumstances, unless they really want to. And really want to is a really mixed kind of thing, because most kids, again, just don't have the wherewithal to be able to follow through on that. However, having said that, do I think that these people are going to be thrilled with you saying he's too young? Why don't you ask him what he wants to do? I mean, it sounds to me, to a certain extent, that when you said, gee, you know, it probably would work better if it was a camp he liked to do. But it may occur to them or to somebody that you've got a middle child here who's not as independent as the oldest child, who has the fantasy, if when I go away to camp, my dreaded younger sib gets all the time with mom and dad, and I can't tolerate that. You know, I'm going to be so homesick and so unhappy. Now, to mention, this kid is seven, and an awful lot of people feel you don't put a kid in camp. Now, is this sleepaway camp or day camp?
Anything, a summer activity for him.
Well, but I mean, but camp is usually, you know,
overnight.
Quite often camps are sleepaway, but they certainly have day camp. But the, this sounds to me a kid who would do very well in an unstructured environment, who would have some kinds of activities, and maybe what you do is get a high school kid in to play with the kids and kind of tailor make a program for each of the kids on what they want to do. But the point is, Amy, you're not the parent. Parents aren't asking for your help. You sort of offering things. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you wanted to say to the family, listen, why don't I'd really love to have Jeremy with me 2 days a week during the summer. You know, I mean, I think that's fine. But beware about offering advice that seems like criticism when the family dynamic may be something very different than what you think it is. And again, this is a very young child. Do I think seven-year-olds know what they want to do? Not entirely. I mean, they don't have the perspective to be able to say, yeah, I want to be committed to something that's going to take at least 2 hours a day for 5 days a week for the next 10 years. I mean, that's not how a seven-year-old thinks, nor it's how it should think. So I'm not objecting to your interest in your nephew. I'm just saying be careful of doing things that the parents, especially without asking your advice, are going to view as negative.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
Good, Lorian. What's on your mind?
My question is, and then you ask me whatever background questions you want, is how do I get over the fact that my husband stays in contact with friends that he knew before me that used to be friends with benefits?
Okay. How old are you?
30.
How old is he?
32.
How long have you been married?
Almost 5 years.
How long did you date?
Not very long.
How long is not very long?
About 6 months.
Okay. Do you have kids together?
Yes, we do.
What age are the kids?
I have a 9-year-old from a previous marriage. We have a twin, 22-month-old, and I am currently pregnant.
My goodness. When you're not pregnant, does this bother you?
Yes.
Because you've been pregnant, it sounds like, a lot in the last couple of years. Do you not trust your husband? Do you think he'd sleep with one of these women?
No, I don't.
And what's
the issue? I completely trust. I guess it's low self-esteem myself.
Well, but honey, I mean, if you're saying I've married, you know, a tomcat and he would sleep with women who would let him, then I think you should divorce him, not because of the other women, but because you can't trust him. But if these are women who are friends, that he feels that, you know, he can get, look, Let me give you the overall view, why I feel so strongly about this, is that there was actually a study done about 10 years ago, and it pointed out conclusively that men who have women friends tend to be better husbands, better lovers, better fathers, less prone to adultery rather than anything else. And at the face of it, you could say, well, yeah, but they'd have the opportunity, so that seems kind of strange. But as far as I'm concerned, and the study really bore it out, is that it gives them an outlet for being around women who are not their wives without sex. And friendship is one of the few human relationships that's really based on equality. Almost everything else, employer-employee, teacher-student, you know, almost everything else is based, even friendship. I mean, the friendship is really based on we don't have any power over each other. We're both in here because we like each other. It's also based on like rather than anything else. And so for a man to view a woman as his equal is helpful in his marriage, is helpful with his raising his female children, yada, yada. It makes him a better lover. So if you didn't trust your husband sexually, I think that would be an issue. If when you look at your marriage, you feel the two of you aren't spending enough time together, or he doesn't talk with you about important things, that's an issue. But it's not an issue because he's spending time with other women or he's spending time talking with them about things. It's because he's not spending them with you. And when you look at the relationship, if he was spending the same amount of time with a man, it probably wouldn't bother you. So I think, as you say, it just may be that you've been pregnant a lot in the last couple of years, and maybe it's that rather than these other women. And what you need to do is figure out how to, instead of saying, I can't believe you called these other women, to say, let's go do something fun together. Do the two of you have weekly dates?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have a good sex life? I know you procreate, but do you have a good sex life recreationally?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Can you and I make make a deal? Because I know you're not going to be convinced because I say that. But if you could you give it 1 week of thinking about these women as men, or neutered or lesbian, so that the sex is taken out of it completely, and see if you feel differently about it, and call me 1 week from today. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
All right, let's try it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
righty. All right. Well, we've got a bunch. Whoops. The movie just went away. All right. I'll tell you. I have to re-click them. Sorry. All right. We've got three small movies coming out today and then four medium-sized ones. So I had mentioned Germans and Jews when I first saw it, which was about 3 months ago. It's out now, coming out this weekend. I was somewhat aversive to seeing it to begin with. I just didn't want to hear about the Holocaust anymore. But this is really a fascinating look at a group of young people in Berlin who are Germans and Jews, and it turns out that and talking about the Holocaust. And in very kind of 2016 terms, it turns out the largest group of people moving to Berlin at this moment, to the tune of about a third of a million people, are Jews. That's pretty interesting. And these people, the people that hosted the dinner party, are children of Germans, some Nazis, some not. But it's a fascinating look at how you leave. What do you do? How, when a country and a people have done something unthinkable, is there a way of moving forward? And I thought it was thought-provoking and very interesting. And also some kind of role model for the United States in terms of racism and genocide and all sorts of things in our past that we're not terrifically proud of. Last Cab to Darwin is one of the half-dozen movies that I've seen in the last couple of months about right-to-die issues. And this one, because it's got an Australian accent, is slightly more charming, I think, than some of the other ones. I certainly liked it better than Me Before You, but some similar issues that I thought was very well done, much better done than Me Before You, and probably even better done than Youth in Oregon. So, but that's three that I can mention off the top in the last couple of weeks. So it's a topic, I don't think Hollywood leads, but I think it reflects society of that whole issue about quality of life. The Professor is kind of a charming time frame about looking at a Tai Chi professor who came to the United States and came to New York in the 70s when that whole interest of yoga and Tai Chi and whatever just began. And it's because of that, it's fun to watch. It's my least favorite of three, but I thought it was kind of a time capsule. Okay, big movies that open this weekend. Two of them I did not see. One, because I don't really like scary movies, and I actually saw Conjuring 1, which I thought was so-so. I mean, I like Patrick Wilson. Vera Farmiga is fun to watch. This one is, and Conjuring made a lot of money. People like horror flicks. I don't. This one, instead of being set in Rhode Island, is now set in England. You're on your own for that one. Warcraft, not even thinking about it, but everybody apparently hated it. The Peaceful Realm of Azeroth Stands on the Brink of War. Okay, if you like Azeroth, you're on your own. Okay, I did see Now You See Me Too, which will likely be the number one movie, although Conjuring, people really like horror movies. I just don't. This is the Four Horsemen who are resurfacing. The first one was fairly charming, about do-gooders who used magic. They are forcibly recruited by a tech genius to pull off their most impossible heist yet. This stars Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, Libby Kaplan. It's sequels have not done very well this year. The first one did unexpectedly well. This one also has got Daniel Radcliffe in it and Michael Caine. And the funny thing about it is they were not, it was not listed initially. And people said, why is Daniel Radcliffe, who's one of the wealthiest actors on the planet, doing things like that? And they said, well, he's just become the new Michael Caine. And then Michael Caine was asked why he did terrible things like Anaconda. And he said, I'm an actor. I work. And I think that Daniel Radcliffe feels the same way about it. And it turns out they're both in this movie. It's directed by Don M. Chu. And people, you're either going to love this or hate it. Because it's quick cuts, it's a lot of noise, it's the plot is nearly irrelevant. You'll either think it's fun or you'll think it's just exhausting. So I thought it was somewhere in between. I thought it was okay. Genius is a very good movie that no one's going to see. It's Colin Firth and Jude Law. Nicole Kidman and Laura Linney both have small parts in it. It looks at Max Perkins' time as the editor at Scribner when he oversaw works by Thomas Wolfe, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald. I thought this was kind of fun. Jude Law is great in it, playing Thomas Wolfe as somewhat of a lunatic. And the two of them just seem to be having such a good time. I enjoyed this. I don't know that it's going to do very much business, but it's worth seeing. De Palma, if you are a fan of Brian De Palma, who among us is not, this is a documentary done by Noah Baumbach and Jake Paltrow. So it was if you like De Palma, if you like movies, it's fun to watch. And he talks about his misogynist, or he's accused of being misogynistic, and you see him answer that and whether you agree with him or not. A Diary of a Chambermaid is the second version. There was one in 1964. This one stars Leah Seydoux. She's very pretty. The problem is she's very pouty, and she's one of those actresses that the camera really loves, but she shows no expression. So it was, I guess this was considered 52 years ago, kind of racy, the idea of a chambermaid and her lecherous employers. And I just thought there was no one to even vaguely like in this one. And it cuts back and forth. I thought this one was kind of a waste of time. It wasn't salacious. It wasn't fun. It wasn't interesting. You didn't really care. You didn't care about anybody. And that's the problem about sitting through a movie that, while it's only 96 minutes, feels longer because you don't care about anybody. And presumably it was meant to be sexy. It wasn't. So I think it's completely missable. If you really want to go see Diary of a Chambermaid, go see when it was done in 1964. De Palma is certainly a must for film aficionados. I'm not sure anybody else is going to particularly care. Genius is a bit slow, but great performances. And Jude Law playing Thomas Wolfe is great fun. My question is why Max Perkins never takes off his hat, even with his pajamas. I have no answer to that. You can see the movie and maybe tell me what you think is going on. Now You See Me Too. The tricks are fun. It's noisy. It's quick cuts. The plot doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You'll either like this kind of movie or not. It's really made, I think, for 25-year-old males with short attention spans. And there are more and more movies that are like that. And they're very quick cuts. They're very noisy. They're very... The plot really doesn't make any difference. It's all about just the sensation and the experience. So I would certainly send you to Genius, but that's not going to do any business. And Conjuring may beat out Now You See Me. We'll see. See you on Monday. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food. turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, do you guys know about Brock Turner? He's the Stanford University swimmer who was sentenced. He was accused and convicted of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman three times. And then he went in front of Judge Aaron Persky. The minimum sentencing for each of the charges, so there were three of which he was convicted, the minimum sentencing was 2 years. So it would have been 6 years. The judge, whose name is Aaron Persky, sentenced him to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman outside of a frat party in January 2015.
And I think on, like, good behavior, he can get out
3 months.
In 3 months, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He was given a new 6-year judicial term on Tuesday, but he was also unopposed. Okay. Now, there's several issues about that. There are a bunch of issues. First of all, He was found guilty, as I said, on three felony sexual assault charges. I had already said that. His father wrote a letter to the judge. Let's see if I can find the letter that said, these verdicts have broken and shattered him and our family in so many ways. Asking the judge to... nothing about the woman.
Yeah.
Asking the judge to forego a prison sentence in favor of probation. His life will never be the one he dreamed about and worked so hard to achieve. This is the incredible part. This is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action out of his 20-plus years of life.
Wow.
I mean, it seemed to me that the father's part of the problem. The father's also trying to raise money for the legal defense of his son. Now, granted, he's a father, and he cares about his son, but part of it is, as parents, is we teach our children to take responsibility for their behavior.
Yep.
A Stanford law professor, this is all happening at Stanford, has said she believes that Persky won't complete his term. They've already started a petition for recall that's already got 570,000 signatures. The petition states, Judge Persky failed to see that the fact that Brock Turner is a white male star athlete at a prestigious university does not entitle him to leniency. He also failed to send a message that sexual assault is against the law, regardless of social class, race, gender, or any other factor. It turns out that Persky was also a jock at Stanford. The professor said that they're going to be successful in the recall. His decision hit every woman in the state of California in the gut. His ruling was dangerous and wrong-headed. We need to replace him with someone who understands violence against women. She started a formal recall website, which drew $8,000 in 8 hours. Persky stated that he feared a longer sentence would have a severe impact on Turner. You think? So let's see. Turner's victim told BuzzFeed she is unhappy with the gentle sentence, but still hopes it will wake people up. I want the judge to know that he ignited a tiny fire. If anything, this is a reason for all of us to speak louder. I just think it's horrifying. And it sort of goes back to the notion of blaming the victim, except at least they didn't blame the victim. They just said, I mean, his father's saying 20 minutes of action. 20 minutes of action?
He's almost acting as if the victim didn't even exist. Like she's not even part of the
20 minutes of action. Yeah, like he might as well have been filing his nails or jumping a rope.
Yeah.
I find it horrifying. I think we should put up on Facebook, what do you think should happen to Turner's father and the judge? Because it seems to me that the father's letter in and of itself, I mean, look, I know he's a father and you protect your kids, but you also admit when your kids have done something wrong. Okay. So, I know you've got an email that you're sitting on, and we don't want to let emails, as I said. I remember being on a panel 10 years ago, and people go, emails are great. Our listeners can get in touch with us with email. And I remember saying, loudly and clearly, the problem about email is twofold. First of all, if they send you an email, they expect you to respond, number one. And number two, they expect you to respond quickly. So Manny sort of is my email monitor. It says, Joy, okay, they're piling up. We need to do one. All right, so can we do one here?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
This one is from Laura. Laura says, hi, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to your podcast for years. Applying your advice to my own life. I now find myself in need of your specific advice. My boyfriend, 40 years old, and I, 45 years old, have been dating for 10 months. I'm divorced 3 years. He's never been married. Neither of us have children. We do not live together. We live an hour apart and both own our own home, but see each other every weekend, holiday, vacation, and occasionally during the week. I'm a college-degree professional, making significantly more money than him. He is a tradesman working for himself. He's never had an issue with me making more money, but recently, the last month or so, his phone has stopped ringing, and he has no work lined up. He's behind on his bills and has been spending more time at my house. He's told me being out of work makes him feel small, and he tries to help me out around the house since he's not working, cutting the lawn, washing my car, cleaning out the shed, etc. However, as much as I appreciate it, he has scratched my car in the process, cut down trees I didn't want cut down, etc. I'm really trying to be sensitive to his ego, be appreciative for what he's trying to do, but it's getting more difficult for me to let these mishaps slide. I've tried to just take a deep breath and tell myself I'm just being petty. But trees don't just grow back full size and scratches.
Trees don't really grow on trees.
and scratches on my leased vehicle are going to cost me money. How can I approach him about this? Do I need to just let it go and hope he doesn't cause any more damage? Please help. I love him, but the more he helps, the more stressed out I get.
Okay, I think what we need to do is find him something to do in the interim. And one of the things I would suggest you do is get in touch with Habitat for Humanity, which just popped into my head. As you know, I've done a lot of work with them in the past, and they're really great folks in terms of taking volunteers, even who seem to be a little inept, like your boyfriend, and helping build houses for people. So, because what you can then say is, oh, honey, you know, this is great, and this will make you, and it'll also make him feel good that he's helping build a house for somebody, and he'll be around other people. And so because otherwise, as you point out, your alternatives really suck, of either letting him go ahead and dent and knock down and, you know, hopefully not disconnect the toilet and set off the fire alarm and scratch the floor. But to take all of that energy and convert it into someplace where he'll be supervised. And if you put a nail in wrong, they'll take it out and have to put it in again. So he'll be less of a bull in a china shop. And Habitat really can use his help. And if not Habitat, some other organization that could use somebody, maybe a shelter that he could go and serve food or do some maintenance around the house or even clean up. So find some activities that are volunteer activities where he can get up in the morning and he's not, and then you can have dinner with him in the evening and he can tell you about his adventures. The good news about him is you're not married to him right now, and hopefully he will find work. And at this moment, what I complain about the trees being cut down, here's what I would probably do, because if you do nothing and he finds out that you were upset about it, he's going to really feel hurt of how come you didn't tell me. Of just be really clear, and maybe you can find some things for him to do as well. And if you can figure out a particularly odious task, either that you don't want to do, you hate, and so he may not want to do it either, which may mean it's easier to convert him to being a volunteer for somebody else, or it's so odious that there's really nothing he can do to screw it up as far as you're concerned. In terms of the tree, I don't think I would say anything about that, except saying, look, before you cut down anything, let's have a plan, and I'll diagram things out, because I know it can be a bit confusing when you talk about taking down a tree. The scratch, you may sort of finesse it and say, gee, now that the car is so clean, I noticed there was a scratch. I don't know if it was there before, but it's certainly there now. Let's see what we can do. Will you go on the internet and see for me what you can do to take out scratches? And put him on the task. So whether he feels he did it or not, he's at least doing something to remedy it, and that may make both of you feel better. But for the longer term, at least the intermediate term, as long as he's out of work, find some place that will be delighted to welcome him with open arms, takes him off your case. It may even get him some connections to help him get new work. I don't know what kind of work. What kind of work did he say did she say he did, Manny? Do you remember? She says she's college educated, he's blue collar, but I don't remember what he did.
I can look back here.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Yeah. But I think the answer is, don't worry about the tree. Nothing can do about that except say, I'll draw a map, or I'll go and put a chalk mark on the trees I want cut down. Ask him to do some searching about taking scratches out and send him to Habitat. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7567. You're not going to play Jacobs? You get to be the program director?
I didn't have it queued up.
Oh, all right. Well, let's just sing. So we don't hurt Jacob's feelings. Ta-da-ta-da-ta-da. You get to be the program director. How's that? Good?
That's good. That's good.
Okay, good. and you haven't done yours. She's got mail.
Yeah, I still need to put that one together.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not that I'm nagging you. Just don't scratch my car. I actually had exactly that experience with somebody. I just moved into a new place. And you know, when you just moved in, you spent more money than you thought you should, and everything always costs more than you think. And so I had a new mirror, and he was hanging the mirror, and I went in, and there were like four holes in the wall. He wasn't very good at this. And I finally said, look, it's okay, I'll get someone to come up and do it. No, I'm going to do it. And I finally said, okay, can we make a deal that you try one more time? And if you can't, because I just can't afford to patch the wall. Okay. I said, do you promise? Look him in my eye. Do you promise? Yeah. Didn't work. So he's doing it again. And I said, wait a minute. this wasn't a possibility of misunderstanding. This was like 30 seconds ago. So you couldn't have forgotten. I asked you specifically, please stop doing this. And I get it. I get that guys want to feel like they're manly men. But either you know how to do something or you don't know how to do it. And I didn't know how to do it. It wasn't like I knew how to do it either. But I know what I don't know how to do. And I think that's about being an adult. And so you sort of say to somebody, it can either cost me $90 to repair the wall, or I can give you $15 to hang the picture. Let me think which one I want to do here. All right, go ahead and give me program directors.
This one is from Pat. And Pat says, how do children learn to be more empathetic? How can adults be taught to be more empathetic habitually if not learned earlier in life?
Really good questions. And she, Pat really understands something very fundamental, which is children are not born being empathic. They really aren't. They're little creatures, and they are about survival, so it's about me. And so exactly the question is, how do you teach a child to be empathic? And part of it is brothers and sisters sometimes. Part of it is pets, but not. I am not a fan of giving small children pets because it looks great on a Hallmark card, but it's unfair to the animal. And sooner or later, that animal who's being mistreated is going to snap at the baby. And it's not a good combination. Teaching children, and it's usually pets are usually thought about teaching a child responsibility, but they also can be empathic of what it must be like and when the dog is hungry and when the dog has to go out and when the dog is feeling lonesome, when the dog is feeling frightened. So a pet is not a bad thing, but a pet for maybe a 10-year-old is one thing. And if there's someone else to take care of the pet, I don't mind like a 6 or 7-year-old being around a pet. But a 2 or 3-year-old, they'll yank the tail or the ears, and kid doesn't get it, animal doesn't get it. It's a recipe for disaster. So saying part of what is counterproductive to empathy is when the kid says, I hate you, and you say, no, you don't. Of course the kid does. But what you can say is, sometimes I get mad at you too, but I still love you. And or saying, what can I do to make this make you not, what's making you angry, what can we do together? And even saying things like, when you say that you hate me, it hurts my feelings, it makes me sad. So talking about feelings, because feelings, first of all, children don't have the vocabulary, they're not born with it, and they don't have necessarily the skills to understand the difference between self and other. The assumption is until a child's about 2, they do not understand the difference between self and other, which is why you play peekaboo with children, why you have babysitters with children so they understand that you could disappear and come back. And empathy is really a learned skill, the ability to have the sense of what someone else is feeling. And we do it with kids all the time. If you think about it, unconsciously, is we'll make happy faces or we'll make sad faces. And you can play with a child, there are books about it, of saying, okay, what do you think this picture means? And you can, you don't even have to get a book. You can draw a picture with a little frowny face, or you can use an emoticon on your computer and say, what do you think this means? And do we think that's a happy person or a sad person? The problem about using an emoticon is that kids do not necessarily make the abstract leap from emoticon to human behavior or a human face. And then say, okay, what does sad mean, and what do you feel when you're sad? So we really talk with kids and give them a vocabulary of emotions and how other people might feel. We do role-playing with kids, which is a very useful way of helping them understand what somebody else is feeling. And when they say, well, the teacher said I was stupid, they say, well, okay, tell me what you did, and then you be the teacher and I'll be the kid. So we allow a child to learn to walk in somebody else's shoes, and by walking in someone else's shoes, they have some sympathy and some sensitivity to somebody else's feelings and needs and emotions. So, and can adults learn empathy? It's a really good question. I guess the answer in theory is yes, but they have to be, I think anybody can learn anything, but they have to be motivated to want to learn. And the question is, are they motivated to learn? And the answer might be yes if their lack of empathy is costing them up, for example, as a boss. And we call that sensitivity training. And a lot of companies now do it. with respect to sexual harassment, among other things, because it was getting legally too expensive for people not to be aware. Now, is teaching people about the law and sexual harassment the same as empathy? Not really. Because in theory, if somebody was empathic of what it meant to be a woman, this judge might need some sensitivity training, then you wouldn't, the law would be irrelevant because people would be sensitized to what it was to be short or fat or sad or white or black or whatever, skinny or so. But what you may be alluding to here, which is I'm kind of reading between the lines, is one of the definitions of narcissism is an inability to feel any empathy, to feel any sympathy or any sensitivity to anybody else's feelings. Basically, it's not only that you don't feel it, you don't care. It never even occurs to you because what you are so focused on is your own needs, your own wants, your own abilities, your own sense of entitlement. And so one of the hallmarks of the narcissistic sort of, what's the word I want, spectrum is lack of empathy, which may be what you're alluding to here. So, but can you teach a narcissist empathy? If it's important enough to the narcissist that not learning some kind of empathy is going to cost them a relationship or a job or an election, then they might learn it. And the question is, how deep is it, and is it merely superficial? At some point, we stop looking at people's motives and just sort of assess if their behavior is okay or not okay as far as we're concerned. Ready? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.